Greetings, friends and enemies. It is I, it is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet for 20 motherfucking years, podcasting for 14 years, longer than the Third Reich existed. I am right, you are wrong. Go fuck yourselves. It is a nice, chilly, ice-covered morning here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins in the Soviet sector of Colorado. Driving down the roads that would not exist were it not for the government, because without the government, nobody can create a flat place on the ground. A flat place on the ground is so complex, that only the government can create said flat place. Oh my God, I think traffic is moving. Hang on. I'm trying to make a left turn at a really bad intersection. Guys, it's the pedal on the right! Push the pedal on the fucking right! Let's go! All right, we're moving, we're grooving. I might make it out of the People's Republic because I got to get to another city where I'm doing a fucking gig today. It's December. If you've been out and you've been waiting, oh, great one. Or wait, ooh, there's a giant ice slick. You've been waiting, you've been a great one. Where's the Weyland-Yutani stories? Oh my God, look, guys, everything was going okay there. Things were moving along and we seemed to be doing all right. I mean, you know, relatively speaking, all of this is relative. Relatively speaking, we were doing all right. Nothing really worthy of the podcast. Just the normal stupidity. And then yesterday happened. I have an entire page of notes. I may not have time to tell all of these stories by the time I get to the other city I'm driving to. Let us begin. So this is when we do our three biggest gigs of the entire fucking year, this month. And the one of them, we started earlier than normal. Holy shit, where are all these people going? Who are all these people on the fucking road? People, get off my fucking road. Those of you who have to commute to work, like in traffic and stuff, normally I'm not, it's 7:45 right now in the morning. Normally at 7:45, I'm either already where I need to be, if it's like work-related commuting, that is. I'm either already where I need to be, or I'm still at home in my fucking underwear drinking coffee. God, I feel sorry for you people who do this five fucking days a week. You must want to shoot yourselves. I don't blame you. Anyway, talking about wanting to shoot yourself because of your job. So we got the big gig coming up, and we started a week early. And everybody else, by everybody else, I mean Dallas and Kane, the only two people at the company other than myself who've ever done this before, because the other employees we have are all newbies. Oh yeah, one of them is conveniently sick. He's been sick for a few days now. So we're down an employee, not that we had any to begin with. So basically we have one full-time employee and two part-time employees to do all of this work with. So that's a disaster. Dallas and Kane are walking around going, oh yeah, we're starting a week early. Oh, it's fine. We have plenty of time. Everything is great. I'm like, okay. And this is the great thing about being a cynical libertarian, about being an eternal pessimist, about every time someone tells me how great everything is going, I just nod my head and I make that little smirky expression. My voice is, this is the first time I've spoken in the morning. I make that little smirky expression and I nod my head and I go, okay, everything's going great. So everything's going great because we're a week ahead of time, everything's wonderful. You know, oh, let's give people days off. We don't have any employees as it is, so let's give them some days off. So everybody except me, of course. Everybody got Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off for Thanksgiving. We come back from Thanksgiving, and it's Saturday, and Dallas is talking to Kane. He's like, yeah, you got to figure out how to give people some days off. And Kane's like, okay. And Kane comes to me, he's like, you hear that shit? I'm like, yeah, I heard that shit. They just had three fucking days off. Like, guys, if you're gonna own a fucking company, you have to expect your employees to work. Your priority cannot be giving your employees days off during the busiest season of the fucking year, especially when you only have 2 fucking full-time employees, because, gee, I don't know, you had an entire motherfucking year to hire people. You knew December was coming, but oh no, we don't need to hire anyone. We can wait till the last fucking minute. Why would you hire employees in advance? That's fucking crazy talk. Oh, I don't even have this on my list. So then, some fucking woman, comes to Dallas and goes, oh yeah, I have a friend and she knows some guys who need work. You should hire them. And because Dallas doesn't want to offend a goddamn woman because he's such a goddamn vagina, he said, okay, I'll do it. So the woman who is the friend of the woman who knows the guys who need the work, she's like this fucking drama-laden, insane, fucking short-haired feminist chick who apparently takes in, I give her credit, at least I'll give her credit here. Remember when the great one always says, hey, if you people who care about homeless people actually cared about homeless people, you'd bring them into your house so they wouldn't be homeless anymore? All right, that's what she does. She finds alcoholic, because we've already seen the trend. There's a trend here. She brings alcoholic homeless men into her house and tries to help them recover, which, gee, doesn't work because they're alcoholics. So we're hiring all these alcoholic homeless people who work for like 2 days and then they relapse, and she calls the cops, not making any of this up. She has to call the cops and have them removed from her house. And it's just like, my God, this is what you're fucking hiring. All right, that's not even on the list to talk about. Okay, so the big gig. It's in this giant fucking event center. We do shit tons of work. We roll in, oh, we're a week ahead of time. Everything's great. Okay. Hold on, I gotta merge. I gotta stop screaming for a second and drive. Probably also desperately need a pop filter on the H2, because I bet the sound on this is going to be shitty with all that screaming I just did. There's spittle all over the front of the recorder where I was spitting on it. It's fucking awesome. All right, whoa, what in the fuck? Hang on. And that was a nice slick. Oh, yeah. And we are... Okay. So we get to the event center. The night before at the event center, we had to move a bunch of fucking tables that we had set out. And so Kane and his crew, such as they are, they move the tables. They put the tables in the office of the people who work there. Now, when I say they put the tables in the office of the people who work there, I don't mean they like took a couple of tables and put them in a corner of the office of the people who work there. What I mean is, hang on, I gotta maneuver here. All right. Oh yeah. What I mean is they took over 20 giant 8-foot-long tables and tetrised them, one on top of the other, into these people's office, to the point that the people's office was not accessible. Like, you open the door and it's nothing but tables between you and your desk and everything in this big office. And so I get there and I walk in to start sitting up, and the people get there and they work there and they open the door to their office, and their office is filled with tables. And they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, hi. Yeah, my coworkers did that. And like, this can't be in here. I'm like, hey, I just work here. So I had to get somebody else. I had to move all the fucking tables. Thank you, Kane, you fucking dipshit. All right. So we got that done. Where's my list? All right, so now I'm walking around going, okay, I'm supposed to have some fucking boom lifts here. Because I got to have boom lifts so we can go up in the air because we got to hang these things called beam clamps. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm supposed to have 2 boom lifts. I ordered the boom lifts from the same company we always order them from. I said, have them here, 0700 hours, Monday morning, no later. Got to have them. Got to get them. Got to get them all. It's like Pokey fucking Mon, okay? 7:45, I'm looking outside. I don't see no goddamn boom lift. Okay, now I'm getting pissed because I just had to move a bunch of fucking tables that I shouldn't have had to fucking move. So I get on the phone. I'm like, hey, Jimmy, what's up? How you doing, man? He's like, hey, great one. I'm all right. How are you? Hey, you know, all right. It's Monday morning. So, yeah, Jimmy, you know, I'm calling you because there's a problem, right? Yeah, what's up, great one? I said, where the fuck are my boom lifts? Oh, they're not there? No! If they were here, I wouldn't be fucking calling you, asking you where the fuck they're at. Let's put 2 and 2 together here, guys. 2 and 2. Let's add them the fuck up. I know it's numbers. I know it oppresses women. I know I'm a rapist. Oh my God, he did addition. He must have raped a woman. I need you to fucking add it up, Jimmy. So, oh, let me call you back. Great one. I'll find out. It's okay. You got 15 fucking minutes. Jimmy calls me back. He says, oh yeah, I fucked up. I said, really? No shit. Regale me with this story of the fuck up, Jimmy. Regale me with the story. Dude, you are so in my way. Not you guys, this car. All right, hang on, I'm changing lanes, trying not to die. All right, man, all these people are going to Denver. I feel sorry for you fuckers. Okay. So I said, Jimmy, what's up? He says, well, when you sent me the order for the boom lifts, it was similar to another order. And so I copied and pasted. I'm like, oh. You copied and pasted. And the other order was for the boom lifts to be delivered by noon. And so he copied and pasted the old order to the new order where the boom lifts needed to be delivered by 7. But see, we copied and pasted. Okay, guys, this copy and paste shit, this has to come to a fucking end. Okay, copy and paste. It's like any other goddamn tool. It's good if you know what the fuck you're doing. You have got this fucking, I just copied and pasted. No, stop fucking copying and pasting, you fucking retards. I had this shit all the time at Umbrella Corporation. We'd get a fucking show sheet. It'd be, oh, I just copied and pasted from last year. It's like, okay, well, half of this shit is wrong. This shit's changed since last year. We can't fucking copy and shit. Copy and shit. That's what it should be called. Copy and shit. You can't copy and fucking paste shit from last year. That was 365 fucking days ago. It's not valid anymore. It's fucking changed. Have you fucking people ever fucking heard of change? God damn it. Anyone who fucking copies and pastes anything in the workplace should have the fucking shit beat out of them with a fucking lead pipe. Stop it! Fucking stop it! Do the fucking shit from scratch so you don't fuck it up! So now I don't have any goddamn boom lifts, but you know what the fuck I do have? I got fucking 8 goddamn unionized riggers making... What are they making? What was it? Was it? No, it was a... Making $40 an hour standing around doing nothing because I don't have a fucking boom left. Because you fucking copied and pasted. Do your fucking job. So I finally got my boom lifts like 10:30. So now, we need the boom lifts because we have to hang beam clamps. So the guy comes in. So weeks ago, because, you know, the great one doesn't wait till the last fucking minute, except sometimes when it comes to doing the podcast. Weeks ago, I send this guy, we'll call him Charles. Charles, how many beam clamps do you need? Now, you don't know what a beam clamp is, but tell me if there's any confusion or ambivalence about the question I'm asking right here. If I say unto you, Charles, how many beam clamps do you need for this gig that we're doing? I'm betting that if you listen to this podcast, you can figure out that I am asking Charles to give me a fucking number. Charles, how many beam clamps do you need? He writes back, I need eight. Eight. Eight of them. Eight. Okay, eight. Great, I got it. Eight. He says, you should bring a couple of extra ones. No problem. I'm going to bring some extra ones. I bring 20. That's 8 plus 12. Extra 20. He gets here. He goes, where's the rest of the beam clamps? I'm like, whoa. Excuse the fuck out of me. He says, well, where's the rest of the beam clamps? We need more beam clamps. I mean, no, motherfucker. I have an email. You need 8 beam clamps, goddammit. Well, but we're doing... No! Well, we need more beam clamps. Goddammit. So how many more do you need? Well, we need a bunch. No! How many more do you need? I need 6 more. 6 more! Okay, 6. You're sure? 6. I drive all the way back to our fucking warehouse. I get 8 beam clamps. I drive back to the location. I get there. He says, I need more beam clamps than this. I'm like, God fucking damn it. Dick, why? Fuck. It's called numbers. God damn it. Fucking count. Why can you people not fucking count? There's no fucking variables here. A beam clamp for every goddamn motor. You know how many motors you have. You brought them with you on a fucking truck. How many fucking motors did you bring? That's how many fucking beam clamps you need. So then we gotta go back to the goddamn warehouse a third fucking time. 3 fucking times. And we bring back the rest of the beam clamps that he so desperately needs. And then we's all finished. There's 6 beam clamps sitting there unused. I'm like, wait, I thought you needed all these beam clamps. Why are there 6 of them left over? You just told me you didn't have enough beam clamps, even with all the beam clamps I had. And now suddenly, magically, there's 6 beam clamps that aren't even getting used. I'm gonna fucking kill you. Numbers. Jesus fucking Christ, guys. They're called numbers. We gotta learn how to fucking use them. You people are morons. All right, we're here. Oh, there's more. We barely even scratched the surface. Jesus fucking Christ, I just want to kill people. Oh my God, the fuck ups. The fuck ups we had yesterday. All right, I'll be back. I'm gonna have to record this in segments. I'm going to stitch them all together, put them out at the same time. Or maybe I'll break it up. Maybe I'll string you guys along and make you really suffer and want to hear the stories of $20,000 fuck-ups. Because you know why we fucked up $20,000 worth? You know why we fucked that up? Let me give you a hint, guys. Because we can't use numbers. Because numbers are so fucking complicated. 0700 versus 1200 hours, right? How many beam clamps do you need? Because because Dallas can't use numbers. He just fucking 20,000, let's put it, $20,000 mistake. $20,000 because the man doesn't have the fucking intelligence to use numbers. Because everybody's so concerned about their feelings and, oh, we want to be friends with our employee. The guys, oh God, I don't want to make promises. Hey, shut up. I was going to, anyhow. If you own a business, you need to make a choice. Do you want to run a fucking business or do you want to be friends with your employees? Pick one or the other. You can't have both. It's like women. Women, you can have a career or you can have a family. You don't get both. And this thing, you'll hear this shit where they'll say to women, well, you, the career, husband, children, pick two, right? Implying that, well, you can have a career and a husband. You can have a career and children. You could have children and a husband, but you can't have all three. No, no, no. You can have a career or you can have children or a husband and a husband. I think we are seeing, you know, even Adam Piggott admits this. What was the one of the big causes of his divorce? His wife's career. No, you can't have a career and a family, whether that family is only a husband or only children or only a husband and children. No, girls, you can't do it all. It's the same thing here. You can run a fucking business or you can be friends with your employees, but you can't do both. Because if you're friends with your employees, and this is Dallas's, one of Dallas's thousands of problems, is if you're friends with your employees, you're terrified to tell them to do their fucking job. If you don't have the balls to tell your employees to do their job, the job doesn't fucking get done and it ends up costing you a lot of money. Anyway, numbers, guys, numbers.